This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
And a good morning to you. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9 on this hump day. Wednesday, June 6th in the year of our Lord, 2026, 405-608-4377. If you want to be part of the show today, 405-608-4377. It's windy, 77 degrees today. We're going to see very warm temperatures going up to the mid-90s today and staying that way into tomorrow and then dropping down into the mid-80s on Friday. We'll have full weather details coming up in just a little bit. Well, we've got a whole bunch to talk about this morning. We're talking about data centers again. Luther leaders are drawing fire as they postpone a meeting on data centers. We want you to weigh in on this one, 405-608-4377, if you want to be part of the show. Are these a good idea? Are these meetings and moratoriums just much ado about nothing? Or do you have a genuine concern about water, electricity, and the environment? Let's talk about it, 405-608-4377. Meanwhile, a noble special ed teacher is behind bars this morning, the horrible crime he's accused of. A Midwest City man is also waking up in the jail today after police say he threatened President Trump. We'll have the details behind that one. They're kind of crazy. We'll have how a local library is helping victims of a recent tornado. Meanwhile, Oklahoma County Sheriff says, keep your paws off explosives. We'll explain that one to you. And everything you need to know about Oklahoma's new abortion pill law is coming up. Plus your dad joke of the day and your calls and comments at 405-608-4377. But first, your Freedom First News headlines on Freedom 96.9. Oklahoma City police are investigating a double homicide after two men were found dead inside a tent in Oklahoma City. Officers were called to an area near Interstate 240 and South Walker Avenue, where they discovered the bodies of 26-year-old Christopher Anderson and 42-year-old Brian Hedrick. Investigators say both men suffered injuries consistent with homicide. No arrests have been made, and police are asking anyone with information to come forward as detectives work to determine just what led to those killings. A Noble County teacher is facing criminal charges this morning after authorities say a special needs student was physically abused in a classroom. Investigators allege Mike Arnold, a former special education teacher at Frontier Public Schools, used inappropriate force against the student during an incident that was captured on school surveillance video. Arnold has been arrested. He now faces charges related to child abuse. School officials say that he has been removed from the classroom while the case moves forward. Authorities continue to investigate, and additional details could be released as that case progresses. A Midwest City man facing federal charges after prosecutors say he threatened President Donald Trump on social media. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, 46-year-old Howard Gimme allegedly posted on May 5th, and I quote, "I'm going to kill the president." Federal prosecutors say a grand jury's indictment accuses Gimme of knowingly making a threat and acting recklessly as to whether it would be viewed as a genuine threat of violence against the president. If convicted, Gimme could face up to 5 years in federal prison and a $250,000 fine. Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office Bomb Squad is putting out a warning after several unexploded grenades were discovered. Authorities say the military-style explosives were found by a resident who immediately brought them into law enforcement. Deputies secured the area while bomb technicians safely removed the devices for disposal. Officials say no injuries were reported, but the incident serves as a reminder that old explosives can remain dangerous even after decades. Anyone who discovers suspicious military ordnance is urged not to touch it, but instead call authorities immediately. Police in the Oklahoma Panhandle are investigating after a 7-year-old was found unresponsive in a hotel swimming pool in Guymon. Emergency crews were called to the Travel Lodge Hotel. That's where the child was pulled from the water. Guymon police say the child later died. Investigators have not released too many details about how the incident occurred and say the case remains under investigation. Officials are asking for privacy for the family as they work to determine exactly what happened. As the summer temperatures are rising, especially this week, several metro cities are searching for enough lifeguards to keep public pools fully staffed and fully open. Park and recreation departments say that hiring has improved compared with recent years, but some facilities continue to face shortages. Officials are encouraging teens and young adults to apply, noting that lifeguarding often offers flexible schedules, training, and competitive pay. City leaders say filling those positions is critical to maintaining pool hours and ensuring swimmer safety throughout the busy summer season. The Enid Public Library is helping tornado victims recover more than just their homes. Library staff have collected dozens of personal items found after the April 23rd EF4 tornado, and they're working to reunite them with their owners. Family photographs, documents, keepsakes, and other belongings were carried miles from damaged neighborhoods that were hit by those powerful winds. The items are now being cataloged and displayed in hopes that residents can identify them and reclaim them. Library officials say even small recovered items can provide comfort and a sense of normalcy for families still rebuilding after that tornado. Frustration is growing in Luther after town leaders abruptly postponed a public meeting on a proposed data center project. Residents packed previous meetings to voice concerns about the development's potential impact on water resources, infrastructure, and quality of life. Town officials say the meeting was delayed to allow more time to review information and to address questions surrounding the proposal. But many residents say the postponement has only increased concerns about transparency and public involvement as the debate over the project continues. The Edmond City Council has voted to temporarily halt new data center developments throughout the next year. The moratorium will give city leaders time to study the potential impact of those large facilities could have on water supplies, power infrastructure, traffic in nearby neighborhoods. The decision comes amid growing debate across Oklahoma over the rapid expansion of data centers tied to artificial intelligence and cloud computing. Supporters say the pause allows for some thoughtful planning, while critics argue that it could slow down economic growth and future investment opportunities. Now, the debate over those data centers is growing across Oklahoma as communities weigh the economic benefits against the concerns over water and power consumption. Supporters argue that the facilities can bring jobs, tax revenue, and major investment, especially as demand for artificial intelligence and cloud computing continues to rise. Critics, however, worry that data centers could strain local infrastructure, consume large amounts of water and electricity, and provide fewer long-term jobs than other developments. The controversy has already sparked debates in Edmond, Luther, and Oklahoma City as more projects are proposed throughout the state. A political action committee tied to Governor Kevin Stitt is making a major investment in a key Oklahoma legislative race. Campaign finance records show that the PAC 46 Action has spent thousands of dollars supporting Republican candidate David Ostro in a special election for an Oklahoma City area House seat. The spending highlights the growing influence that political outside political groups in the state races and could signal that the governor's priorities are heading into the 2026 election cycle. Ostro is facing Republican Todd Russ in a closely watched contest that could have implications at the state capitol. A new Oklahoma law targeting abortion pills is drawing national attention and setting up a potential legal battle. The measure makes it a felony to distribute abortion-inducing drugs in Oklahoma outside of limited exceptions. Supporters say the law strengthens the state's abortion restrictions and protects unborn children. Critics argue that it could make reproductive health care more difficult to access and may face court challenges. The law is part of Oklahoma's broader effort to enforce some of the nation's strictest abortion regulations following the overturning of Roe v. Wade. State leaders considering changes to Oklahoma's building codes as they search for ways to address the state's ongoing housing shortage. Supporters say easing some construction requirements could reduce costs, speed up development, and make housing more affordable for families. Critics, however, warn that rolling back building standards could create long-term concerns involving safety, durability, and energy efficiency. The debate comes as Oklahoma communities continue to struggle with rising home prices and a limited supply of affordable housing across much of the state. Norman City Council, meanwhile, has rejected a controversial proposal that would have allowed homeless people to camp in tents on private property, including front yards, with a city permit. Supporters argue the measure would have provided temporary options for people struggling to find shelter while respecting private property rights. Opponents raised concerns about neighborhood impacts, public safety, and the potential for unintended consequences. After a lengthy debate and public comment, council members voted against the proposal. The decision comes as communities across Oklahoma continue searching for solutions to homelessness. Oklahoma lawmakers moving forward with plans to help fund preparations for the 2028 Olympic Games, when Oklahoma City will host softball and canoe slalom competitions as part of the Los Angeles Olympics. State leaders say that existing venues like Devon Park and River Sport Rapids are already in place, but additional funding could be needed for transportation, infrastructure, security, and other event-related expenses. Supporters say hosting Olympic events will bring international attention and a major economic boost to Oklahoma. The proposal comes as state and local officials continue planning for thousands of athletes, coaches, and visitors expected to arrive in 2028. Oklahomans are feeling the impact of rising costs when it comes to dining out. A new survey shows 70% of consumers are cutting back on restaurant visits as higher menu prices continue to strain household budgets. Industry leaders say restaurants are also facing increased costs for food, labor, and supplies, forcing many businesses to raise prices. While some diners are choosing to eat at home more often, restaurant owners say that they're working to balance affordability with financial realities of operating in today's economy. A lot to get to this Wednesday morning. Residents in Luther are upset after town leaders abruptly postponed a public meeting on a proposed data center. Officials say they need more time to review the information, but critics say the delay raises concerns about transparency. The project has already sparked debate over potential impact of water resources, infrastructure, and quality of life. Now, Luther is the latest community to address these data centers. On a positive side, they could bring jobs and tax dollars to a community, especially struggling more rural communities. But there's also concerns about environmental impacts, water and electricity usage, and the impact that these massive data centers could have on communities. So, what say you? Are they a good idea? Or are community leaders wise to pump the brakes until we have more information? We'll take your calls this morning at 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. And coming up later in the hour, your dad joke of the day. I've got one. It's a pretty darn good one, if I do say so myself. I want to hear yours. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Checking out Freedom Traffic on this Wednesday morning. Yukon to downtown 22 minutes. Norman to downtown 28 minutes. Edmond to downtown 23 minutes. And Midwest City to downtown 24 minutes. Keep in mind construction problems. Northwest Expressway in May. That is bridge work there, as it is I-44 and Southwest 74th. And on the Kilpatrick, Wilshire to Northwest 122nd. Buckle up. Drive careful.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
David Ostro, Republican for Lieutenant Governor.
I'm David Ostro. I flew combat missions for the U.S. Navy hunting Soviet submarines.
David Ostro, Christian servant, husband, father, and business owner. David Ostro knows how to create a growing economy.
I built my company from one employee to over 1,000.
David Ostro put the state of Oklahoma's checkbook online to fight fraud and put more money in the real economy. David Ostro knows to improve schools and put more money in the classroom, we must fight the fraud that steals money from students. David Ostro understands to create good-paying jobs for Oklahomans, we must stop payments to illegal aliens.
I've hunted America's enemies, and now I'm hunting fraud, waste, and abuse.
David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor. Same oath, new mission. Authorized and paid for by David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor 2026.
There's a lot of noise out there, especially when it comes to Medicare. Plans, options, fine print, it's enough to make anyone second guess. That's where Health 65 comes in. We simplify Medicare, explain your options clearly, and we help choose a plan that makes sense for your life, not someone else's. No guesswork, no confusion, just real answers from real people right here in Edmond. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65. Call us or visit us online at health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
Grocery cost up, gas up, property taxes up,
and politicians keep wasting your money. I'm Suzanne Callahan, CPA and Republican candidate for House District 38. Numbers don't lie. The government spends too much without real oversight or accountability. Oklahoma families need a fiscal watchdog, not more excuses. On June 16th, vote to protect your paycheck. Vote Republican Suzanne Callahan for House District 38. I approve this message.
Authorized and paid for by Friends of Suzanne Callahan 2026.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
Hey, it's Eric Erickson. I'm coming to Oklahoma City to be with you guys in Freedom 96.9. A free live event Thursday, June 18th from 3 to 7 p.m. at 405 Social on North May Avenue. Just a few days after Oklahoma's primaries have finished, we're going to have a lot to talk about. Lee Matthews will be broadcasting live, and we'll have a great time meeting you and answering your questions. More info available now at freedom969.com. Freedom969.com.
Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377.
And welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Today we'll see partly sunny skies. It's going to be a windy one, high of 94 degrees. Tonight, breezy, clear skies. It's going to be a real nice night to sit outside on the patio. 76 degrees on Thursday, windy, warm with a high of 93 degrees. Then on Friday, cloudy and humid, cooling down a little bit. We might see a thunderstorm in the afternoon that will cool things down. High of only 84 degrees on Friday. It's windy and 77 degrees at 7:22 in the morning. Hey, while I've got your attention, wanted to tell you a bit about this. Oklahoma Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9, invites you to the Freedom Forum with Eric Erickson on Thursday, June 18th at 405 Social. That's at 14041 North May Avenue in Oklahoma City from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. Now, this is a free event and a chance to meet national radio host Eric Erickson. We'll have free appetizers. Yeah, free food, baby. They'll be provided by 405 Social for guests for the Freedom Forum. Lee Matthews will be broadcasting. I'll be the MC. So this is a free event for Freedom 96.9 listeners and a chance to meet Eric Erickson as well as yours truly, Aaron Brillbeck and Lee Matthews on Thursday, June 18th from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. That's at the 405 Social, 14041 North May Avenue in Oklahoma City. Well, data centers are becoming one of the hottest development issues in Oklahoma. Communities, including now Luther, Edmond, Oklahoma City, they're all weighing in on proposals for large facilities designed to support artificial intelligence, cloud computing, and digital storage. Supporters say the projects can bring in millions of dollars in investment. They can boost local economies. Critics worry about the enormous demand for water and electricity, along with potential impacts on infrastructure and nearby neighborhoods. Edmond has already approved a temporary moratorium on the data centers, while over in Luther, residents are kind of ticked off this morning after Luther is pushing for they're pushing for more transparency as the debate over the proposed project intensifies. In Luther, just yesterday, city leaders decided to put off a meeting on it at kind of the last minute. They wanted to check more into it. Neil is joining us now live from Shawnee. Good morning, Neil. How are you?
Fine, sir. It's Gil. Vince Gill, but it's my first name.
My apologies. My apologies.
Well, man. I got a stuffy nose. You know, every time someone mows the lawn, I get that thing.
Dude, you and me both. It seems like it's much worse this year for some reason, and I figured with all the rain we've been getting, it would kind of roll things back, but I'm the same way, man. I sound like Darth Vader half the time.
I am not your father. I wanted to tell my dad joke.
Hit me.
Okay, this is the talking dog. This man is walking down a road, and he's never been on before. He's lost, and he's like, okay, you know, doesn't have a cell phone. He's like, well, every road leads somewhere. I'll just keep walking, and maybe I'll find a house, and the guy let me use his phone.
Uh-huh.
He finally comes to this giant farmhouse, and cool. And so he walks up, and there, on a huge sign there, out in front of the house, says, free to a good home, talking dog. He's like, oh, could be.
No way.
Knocks on the door. This farmer answers the phone and the door. He says, hey, I'm lost. I was wondering if I could borrow your phone, and I want to ask about that talking dog. He says, yeah, he's in the front room. Go talk to him. So he walks in the front room. And there's this huge dog sitting in a in an easy chair reading a newspaper. He puts some paper down and says, yeah, I can help you. And the guy says, his eyes are getting bigger and bigger. He says, well, honestly, I was thinking about taking you home. Tell me about yourself. And the dog, well, I grew up in Texas. I worked on a ranch, and I got tired of that. I moved to Alaska, and I was a search dog. It saved a lot of lives. I drove people out of avalanches, things like that. And now I'm retired, and I read The Blind Dog tonight. The guy's eyes just bigger and bigger, and about that time, the dog's owner comes in. He says, why would you even waste such an amazing animal? He said, because he's a liar. He never done any of that stuff.
Okay, that's not bad, Gil. That's not bad. That's not bad. As groaners go, man, that's a pretty good groaner. Hey, what are your thoughts on these data centers while I got you on?
Yes, sir. I'm totally against it. I know they create jobs. It's just like this melting plant out in eastern Oklahoma they're proposing. First, I thought, okay, amen, yay, God is going to bring in money and jobs and tax dollars, which we need. Same deal with the data centers. But now it puts a strain on our water. You know, Edmund's thinking about buying water from Oklahoma City.
Right.
So these guys are going to consume a lot of water, not just what they drink, but, you know, restrooms and things like that, and the drain on the power grid. You know, they want people to turn their ACs off and use their dryers and washing machines at night or early in the morning. So what's this data center going to do to our power grid that's already stressed?
Yeah. No, I agree with you. And there's certain solutions that can be built into this. So when you're talking about the water, for example, let's put it in context. So these data centers can consume millions of gallons of water every single year for their cooling systems. A lot of that is a one-time hit of water, and then the water is recycled after that. But to put it into context, according to Oklahoma State University's analysis of the 2023 irrigation survey, which, yes, that's the kind of crap I read in my off time, Oklahoma uses about 216 billions of gallons of water just for agriculture alone. So we already use a whole bunch of water. Obviously, there's concerns, though, especially during periods of drought. And that would be my primary concern. But if these data centers were able to address those concerns, now same thing with the electrical grid demand. You're talking about major amounts of electricity that they're using just to keep these things running, just to keep them operating. If they were to write into it something where they would build new power generation, so they'd fund or partner with natural gas or solar or wind or battery projects or even nuclear, would that be something that would be more palatable to you, especially if they also invested in, say, grid upgrades, for example? Because God knows they've got the money.
I thought our president had already – he tried to get it approved, but apparently he got shot down on it. And, you know, they call him a king, but if he were the king, he'd just say it's going to happen. That's the way it is. It's a story next issue. But that's another problem.
Clearly, man, there's no kings here. All those rallies, they worked. So kudos to the people with the blue hair and the very, very long armpit hair. Hey, you guys did it. Thank you for not having any kings. Gil, thanks a lot for calling, man. We appreciate you. Call anytime. And we've got a lot to talk about this morning. This data center debate is heating up again. Luther leaders have postponed a public meeting. Local residents aren't happy about it. Are the data centers the future of Oklahoma's economy, or do you have concerns about water, electricity, and the environment? We'd like to hear from you at 405-608-4377. And, of course, your dad joke of the day. Gil's was pretty good. I think mine's better. You want to stick around for that one? We want to hear yours. 405-608-4377. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brelbeck on Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News. I'm John Summers. NASA announced the crew for its Artemis 3 mission Tuesday. The campaigning began for a good old-fashioned Democrat versus Republican fight to be governor of California. NBC News projects Aaron Ford wins the Democratic primary for Nevada governor. Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps says it launched attacks on U.S. bases in the Middle East in response to U.S. strikes on Iran. OpenAI filed to take its stock public, Mitch McCann reports.
In a post online, OpenAI said it recently submitted what is known as a confidential S-1, the formal filing required for an IPO or initial public offering.
Sales of previously owned homes surged in May. The National Association of Realtors says existing home sales were 3.2% higher than a year ago. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute.
A lot of drivers in Oklahoma either have no insurance or not nearly enough. And that means the person who hit you might have coverage, but it won't come close enough to paying for your medical bills, your missed work, or your long-term care. And here's what surprises people. Your own insurance policy may be the most important one in the case. Uninsured and underinsured motorist coverage can step in, but insurance companies don't volunteer that information. And once you settle too early, that door closes. I've seen people leave substantial coverage on the table simply because they didn't know what questions to ask. If you're hearing phrases like policy limits or that's all the coverage there is, slow down and get advice before you sign anything. Uninsured motorist coverage is something you need on your policy, and if you don't have it, call your agent now.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. A Tulsa woman has been accused of stabbing a man in the leg with a sword during a recent domestic dispute that reportedly happened Monday morning near North Peoria Avenue. Investigators report 53-year-old Angela Cadman allegedly attacked her former boyfriend, with the victim being taken to the hospital for treatment. She was arrested on complaints, including assault with a deadly weapon and burglary, and the case continues. A major apartment project is officially underway in downtown Oklahoma City. Developers and city leaders broke ground Tuesday on Boulevard Place, an $80 million development near Scissortail Park and the Paycom Center. The project will include more than 260 apartments, including workforce housing units. City officials say the apartments will help meet growing demand for downtown housing. Science Museum Oklahoma is hosting special space-themed events for families this week. Space Day on Thursday will feature hands-on activities, scavenger hunts, and talks with experts about space exploration. Later that evening, the museum is set to hold Sally's Night, honoring astronaut Sally Ride. Both events take place at the museum in Oklahoma City's Adventure District, with more information available now online. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Running for Oklahoma governor ain't supposed to be easy. You gotta be tough. So Mike Mazie's whining and crying as we learn about his liberal record? Tough luck, Mikey. See, while President Trump crushed the woke left, Mike Mazie allowed transgender surgeries in Oklahoma. That's right. Mazie voted to allow a taxpayer-funded hospital to hide children undergoing radical gender reassignment treatments, sex changes that transitioned boys into girls and girls into boys. But that's not all. Trump's MAGA movement would have been crushed by Hillary Clinton if Mike Mazie got his way. Mazie voted to remove Oklahoma from the Electoral College, going to a national popular vote that would have rigged the system for crooked Hillary Clinton.
Thanks, Mike Mazie, for trying so close.
A transgender ally endangering our kids. A Clinton lover and Trump hater. MAGA phony Mike Mazie. Woke, radical, and just too liberal for Oklahoma. Paid for by Make Oklahoma Great Again. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. 601 South Boulder Avenue, Suite 610. Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74119. 918-947-9459.
Your favorite new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs are Advance Auto Group in Guthrie. Miami and Woodward as well. The Vance family takes pride in having one of the highest repeat customer percentages in the region. Perhaps that's because they refuse to use high-pressure sales techniques. Instead, they offer friendly, family-like sales and service with a plethora of new Fords, Lincolns, Buicks, GMC, Chryslers, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Chevrolets. So if you're shopping for a new Ford, Lincoln, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, or Chevrolet, Vance Auto Group has them all at the best prices. And every new and many pre-owned vehicles come with a free engine, transmission, and other powertrain components guaranteed. guarantee. Good for as long as you own the vehicle. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
With approved credit, see dealer for lifetime guarantee details.
John Vance Auto Group.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Today we'll have partly sunny skies with winds gusting over 40 miles per hour, and it will be very warm with a high of 94. Tonight will be breezy and very warm, featuring a crystal clear sky and a low of 76. Tomorrow is expected to be windy and remain very warm with intervals of clouds and sunshine and a chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon, reaching a high of 93. Moving on to Friday, it'll be rather cloudy and not as hot, but still humid with the possibility of a thunderstorm and a high of 84. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
Good morning and welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Well, the new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026 is honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Celebrate one of the largest 4th of July festivals in the country with events like a concert in the park, rodeo, Liberty Spirit car show, Liberty Fest parade hosted by Lee Matthews, and the Grand Fireworks show is back at UCO. Find out more information on freedom969.com. It's 78 degrees outside, still pretty windy out there, but the sun's starting to poke out just a little bit at 7:36 in the morning, which means time for your dad joke of the day. You know, Gil just called a couple minutes ago from Shawnee talking about amazing animals, and that got me to thinking about what happened to me this past weekend, Uncle Dave. Went to a local Oklahoma City pet store and walked in. I'm just kind of looking around, and I see there's this little tiny bird, maybe an inch and a half tall, sitting up on a perch, but he's got this massive 3-foot-long, serrated, very sharp-looking beak. I said, well, that's interesting. So I talked to the owner a little bit about it, and I said, excuse me, sir, what exactly is that bird? And he says, well, there's a crunch bird. And I said, a crunch bird? He said, yeah, it's a crunch bird. And I said, well, what's it do? He says, watch, I'll show you. He says, crunch bird, table. Little thing flies over and just chomp. One great big bite just takes out the entire table, eats it up and swallows it. I said, wow, that's incredible. He says, yeah, that's nothing. Watch this. He says, crunch bird, bookcase. And the bird flies over and just one or two chomps just takes that entire bookcase right out. Nothing left but splinters. I said, sir, I have got to have that bird. Here's a blank check. You just fill in whatever number you want. I have got to buy that bird today. And the owner says, well, why do you want this bird so badly? And I said, because I'm going to bring it home. My wife's going to look at it. She's going to say, what's this? And I'm going to say, it's a crunch bird. And she's going to say, crunch bird my ass.
Oh. Don't care who you are. That's funny right there.
That's funny right there.
That's pretty funny right there. Let's get your morning news headlines on Freedom 96.9. Oklahoma City police are investigating a double homicide after two men were found dead inside a tent in South Oklahoma City. Officers were called to the area near I-240 and South Walker Avenue, where they discovered the bodies of 26-year-old Christopher Anderson and 42-year-old Brian Hedrick. Investigators say both men suffered injuries consistent with homicide. No arrests have been made, and police are asking anyone with any information to come forward as detectives work to determine just what led to those killings. A former Noble County special education teacher is facing child abuse charges after investigators say a special needs student was physically mistreated in the classroom. Authorities allege that Mike Arnold used excessive force during an incident that was captured on school surveillance video. Arnold has been arrested, and school officials say that he is no longer teaching at Frontier Public Schools. The investigation remains ongoing as authorities review the case and determine whether additional charges should be filed. A Midwest City man is facing federal charges after prosecutors say he threatened President Donald Trump on social media. According to U.S. Department of Justice, 46-year-old Howard Gimme allegedly posted a threat against the president back in May. A federal grand jury has now indicted him on charges of making threats against the president. If convicted, Gibby could face up to 5 years in prison and $250,000 fine. Federal officials emphasize the charges are allegations and that Gibby is presumed innocent until proven guilty. Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office is warning residents after several unexploded grenades were recently discovered and turned over to authorities. Deputies say the military-style explosives were safely removed by the sheriff's bomb squad and no one was injured. Officials say the incident serves as an important reminder that old explosives can remain dangerous for decades. Anyone who encounters military ordnance or suspicious explosive devices is urged not to touch them. Definitely don't bring them to your local police department. Instead, call local law enforcement immediately. Police in Guymon are investigating after a 7-year-old was found unresponsive in a hotel swimming pool. Emergency crews responded to the travel lodge where the child was pulled from the water and rushed for emergency treatment. Authorities say, unfortunately, the child later died. Investigators are not releasing many details about the incident and are continuing to gather information. As the summer heats up, several metro communities are still looking for enough lifeguards to fully staff public swimming pools. Parks and Recreation officials say hiring has improved from previous years, but shortages remain at some facilities. Cities are encouraging teens and young adults to apply, citing flexible schedules, training opportunities, and competitive pay. Officials say that having enough certified lifeguards is essential for maintaining pool hours and keeping swimmers safe throughout the summer. The Enid Public Library is helping tornado victims recover treasured belongings lost during April's devastating EF4 tornado. Library staff have collected photographs, documents, keepsakes, and other personal items that were scattered by the storm's powerful winds. Workers are cataloging and displaying the recovered items in hope that they can be reunited with their owners. Library officials say even small mementos can mean a great deal to families working to rebuild their lives after that disaster. Residents in Luther are expressing frustration this morning after town leaders postponed a public meeting on a proposed data center development. The project has drawn significant public interest, with residents raising concerns about water usage, infrastructure demands, and potential impacts to quality of life. Town officials say they delayed the meeting to allow additional reviews of information related to the proposal. Critics, however, argue that the postponement has only heightened concerns about transparency and public involvement in the decision-making process. Edmond City Council has approved a temporary moratorium on new data center developments through the end of the year. City leaders say the pause will give them time to study how facilities could affect water sources, power infrastructure, traffic, and nearby neighborhoods. The decision comes as communities across Oklahoma wrestle with the rapid growth of data centers tied to artificial intelligence and cloud computing. Supporters call it reasonable planning, while opponents worry that it could discourage future economic development. Political Action Committee, connected to Governor Kevin Stitt, is spending heavily in a closely watched special legislative election. Campaign finance reports show the PAC 46 Action has invested thousands of dollars supporting Republican candidate David Ostro in an Oklahoma City area House race. The spending underscores the growing role outside groups are playing in state politics and could provide some insight into the governor's priorities heading into the next election cycle. Ostro is campaigning against Republican Todd Russ in a race that's being closely monitored by political observers. A new Oklahoma law restricting abortion pills is drawing attention from both supporters and critics. The measure makes it a felony to distribute abortion-inducing medications outside of limited exceptions allowed under state law. Supporters say the legislation strengthens Oklahoma's existing abortion restrictions, while opponents argue that it could further limit access to reproductive health care and invite legal challenges. The law is part of Oklahoma's continuing effort to maintain some of the strictest abortion regulations in the nation. State leaders are considering changes to Oklahoma's building codes as they search for ways to increase the supply of affordable housing in the state. Supporters say reducing certain construction requirements could lower building costs and help to speed up residential development. Critics warn that weakening building standards could create future concerns involving safety, durability, and energy efficiency. The discussion comes as many Oklahoma communities continue struggling with rising home prices and a shortage of affordable housing options. Meanwhile, Norman City Council has rejected a proposal that would have allowed homeless people to camp on private property, including in front yards, with city permits. Supporters argued the measures could have provided temporary shelter options while respecting private property rights. Opponents raised concerns about neighborhood impacts, safety, and environmental challenges. After hearing extensive public comment, council members voted against the proposal. The debate highlights the ongoing challenge that communities face as they search for solutions to homelessness. Oklahoma lawmakers are continuing preparations for the 2028 Olympic Games, when Oklahoma City will host softball and canoe slalom events as part of the Los Angeles Olympics. State leaders say existing venues are already in place, but additional funding may be needed for transportation, security, infrastructure, and other event-related costs. Supporters believe that hosting Olympic competitions will bring international exposure and significant economic benefits. Planning efforts are expected to continue as officials plan for thousands of athletes and visitors. Rising prices are causing Oklahomans to think twice about dining out. A new survey shows 70% of consumers are cutting back on restaurant visits as higher menu prices put pressure on household budgets. Restaurant owners say they're also dealing with increased costs for food, labor, and supplies, forcing many businesses to raise their prices. Industry leaders say they're trying to balance affordability with the realities of operating a restaurant, while many consumers are choosing to eat at home more often. So we want to hear from you on this one. Have you been cutting back on going out to eat? I know that my wife and I have been doing a whole lot more meal prepping on Sunday. Every single Sunday we try to do it. We'll shop for some of the lower cost food items. We'll shop at some of the cheaper stores to do it. We've been going to Aldi's a bit more, for example, and buying a bit more in bulk and then cooking everything up. So what else are you doing to save money until the economy improves? And I firmly believe the economy is going to improve once all this stuff with Iran is taken care of. Everybody counts for right now. So we want to hear some of your money-saving tips. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, if you want to be part of the conversation. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Checking out Freedom Traffic on this Wednesday morning. Yukon to downtown 22 minutes, Norman to downtown 28 minutes, Edmond to downtown 23 minutes, and Midwest City to downtown 24 minutes. Keep in mind construction problems, Northwest Expressway and May. That is bridge work there, as it is I-44 and Southwest 74th, and on the Kilpatrick, Wilshire to Northwest 122nd. Buckle up, drive careful.
Talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com. And on the Freedom app.
Larry Stein, Oklahoma County Assessor. Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year. That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology. Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency. Legislation Larry has helped pass saves all property owners, seniors, and veterans billions. Yes, billions of dollars in property tax cuts. Stick with Stein. Vote for proven results. The Stein way. Vote Larry Stein. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote June 16th. Paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
I want to introduce you to a great connection. Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, nobody wants to spend hours cleaning floors, so how does ICS make it easier?
Yeah, our Pentek coatings are incredibly low maintenance. They resist oil, grease, and chemical stains, so spills wipe up easily. A quick sweep or mop keeps your floor looking showroom new, whether it's a garage, patio, or a basement.
That's a huge time saver. So how do these floors hold up over time?
They're built to last. We have a manufacturer lifetime warranty for all of our customers. Our Pentek coatings are four times stronger than epoxy, so they stay tough and beautiful for years.
Easy and durable. Love it. Sounds like a dream floor. How can listeners get started?
Just call us for a free estimate, and we'll handle the rest in just one day.
Get a hassle-free floor with ICS Concrete Coatings. Call 405-403-4012 or go to icsconcretecoatings.com, 405-403-4012, or visit icsconcretecoatings.com to get your free estimate today.
Vote for Edmond Republican Alex Warren for Oklahoma County Commissioner, a self-made entrepreneur who oversaw over 200 locations for a $1 billion operation for a Fortune 500 company. Alex Warren will restore integrity to the office, fixing roads and infrastructure, protecting taxpayers by operating with the same accountability that all Oklahoma families and businesses expect in their own household. Please vote Alex Warren. Alex Warren. Alex Warren. Paid for by family and friends of Alex Warren.
I'm Alex Warren for County Commissioner, and I approve this message.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door. And we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Listening to citizens solving problems, delivering results. Progress through performance. It's action you can see.
I'm Tom Mansky, and I'd be honored to continue as your Canadian County Commissioner. I respectfectully ask for your vote on June 16th. Managing county government, improving roads and bridges, providing core services, and keeping our communities safe. I respectfully ask for your vote to continue the progress in Canadian County.
On June 16th, re-elect Conservative Republican Tom Mansky.
I'm Thomas Mansky, and I approve this message. Authorized and paid for by Mansky for Commissioner 2026.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right. Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
And a good Wednesday morning to you, hump day. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. If you'd like to weigh in this morning, we'd love to hear from you. 405-608-4377 is the number to dial. 405-608-4377. Taking a quick look at the weather today, it's going to be partly sunny, very windy outside, good kite flying weather. High of 94 degrees tonight. Breezy, some clear skies, low of 76. On Thursday, windy, warmer, high of 93 degrees than on Friday. Cloudy, humid, cooling off just a little bit. We might see a thunderstorm possible in the afternoon on Friday and a high of 84 degrees. It's windy outside, sunshine, 78 degrees. Well, this morning, we're talking a bit about the economy, and we're all feeling the pinch. Let's face it. Higher prices are changing the way that many of us are eating out. A new survey is finding that roughly 70% of consumers are cutting back on restaurant visits as inflation continues to strain household budgets. Restaurant owners say they're facing rising food costs, mostly tied to the price of fuel. They're facing increasing labor costs, cost of supplies, everything from napkins to tablecloths to the food itself. Everything's going up. We're seeing it at the supermarket. They're obviously seeing it in their supply chains. So that's forcing many restaurants to increase their menu prices. Industry leaders are saying that businesses are trying to remain affordable while at the same time, you got to keep the lights on. You got to stay profitable. That's the constant struggle, especially as we're facing tough economic times like this, which, again, I believe these times are going to get better. Once we take care of Iran, and I'd like to see Trump start really just bombing the bejesus right out of it at this point. It's time to start sending a message, and I'm not sure why he's not doing that, but we need to send a message to Iran. We need to end this conflict with Iran right now. It's not a war. It's a conflict. We need to see an end come to this so that we can start seeing gas prices coming down and start seeing everything else coming down. And I'm genuinely worried about our midterms if this continues much longer. But back to the economy. As a result, a lot of families are choosing to do more cooking at home and to reserve dining out for special occasions rather than for everyday meals. I know at the Brillbeck Mansion, we're cutting back considerably. We're doing a lot more food prep on weekends, trying to cut back on eating out. We find ourselves buying a lot of cheaper stuff and adding noodles to stuff or adding rice to stuff in order to make it last for 5 days instead of just last for a couple of days, and doing everything we can to sort of watch every penny. But even grabbing a cheeseburger has become cost prohibitive these days. You go to McDonald's or Burger King, you get a cheeseburger, fries, and Coke. It's going to set you back about $15 these days. The restaurant cost story touches on several broader economic issues that tend to generate a lot of strong opinions, so we definitely want to hear from you this morning. 405-608-4377 is the number to dial, 405-608-4377. So we hear all the time that inflation is easing. Is it truly easing if consumers still feel they can't afford to eat out? Now I look at my 401k, and it looks awesome, but that doesn't help me at the grocery store today. A lot of families are saying groceries, insurance, especially in Oklahoma, insurance prices are through the roof, housing, utilities. Those are consuming a larger share of their budgets. Dining out is often one of the first discretionary expenses that people cut out. I'd rather not go out to dinner this Friday than, say, for example, cut back on my internet service or cut back on other things, other necessities. I'm finding that I'm actually becoming a pretty good cook as a result of this. So I can make a restaurant-quality steak at home without having to go to a restaurant and shell out big bucks for that. But the question is, are restaurants raising prices too much? So again, we're seeing even Burger King and McDonald's making it cost prohibitive to stop on your way into work and grab a cheeseburger. Some consumers believe the restaurants are charging more than necessary. They're still trying to make too broad a profit right now. Restaurant ownership has never been overly profitable. Nobody gets crazy rich running a little mom-and-pop restaurant. Restaurant owners argue that food, labor, rent, insurance, and utility costs are already increasing dramatically. They've got to offset that. The debate really centers on whether higher menu prices are driven by necessity or by profit. We've got Deanne in Midwest City. Good morning, Deanne. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right. I've got some kind of bug, and I'll be glad when it leaves me.
I can hear you, though. A little bit in your voice this morning.
Yes. I tell you, as soon as it goes, I'll be a happy guy. Well, anyway, my financial advisor is all happy about these data centers, and I'm thinking, that's okay for you. You're not going to convince me. I'm a little bit too long in the tooth by now, but I will tell you this. I don't think they're by his house, or I don't think he'd be that excited.
I think you're probably right, but, I mean, that's a good point, too. They, as an investment opportunity, we're only going to see AI. AI is here to stay. It's like rock and roll. It's just not going anyplace. It's here to stay. If we can invest in it, cool. What are your concerns about the data centers?
It's just the obvious, but mine goes a little deeper than that because they have weaponized some, radiation. If you study that a little bit, and I'm just terrified that they're going to, kind of cause people's life expectancy to shorten just a little bit because of the way that we react to radiation on that high a scale.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah.
A lot of people are worried about water and electricity, too.
These
things do take millions of gallons. Again, from the research that I've done, and I'm sure a lot of these data centers differ from center to center, but a lot of them, there's an initial investment of millions of gallons of water, but they're able to recycle a lot of that water. Millions of gallons.
Yeah, so you can drink it.
Yeah, I'm not going to drink it. No way. Maybe use it to flush the toilet, but not going to drink it. But when you put it in perspective, when you look at how much we use as an agricultural state and as an oil state, when we're doing drilling, we use a whole lot of water for horizontal drilling. We use billions of gallons just for ag. I'm sure we use close to that for drilling also. Is it really that much of a difference?
I would think that it would be because I can make a good case for lateral drilling, but I can't for this kind of wide-scale thing. I have too much IA in my life anyway.
Yeah,
wait,
me too.
I'm saying
AI, IA.
Yeah, they're about the same thing, right? Okay, have a good day.
You as well. Take care. Let's get back to talking a bit about the economy. Are you cutting back on stuff? I know that at the Brillbeck household, we certainly are. Restaurants are saying that they're seeing increased labor costs. They're frequently citing higher wages, labor shortages as major challenges. Right now in the United States, thank you very much, President Trump, we have considerably more job openings than we have people to fill those jobs. I appreciate his work on that. But as a result, people can kind of pick and choose where they want to work. And that's leaving a lot of people like restaurant owners and other business owners with higher labor costs to try to deal with that. We're also dealing with tipping fatigue. Are you experiencing that? I went and I got a sub yesterday, and it's a place where I normally will stop and get a sub maybe once a week, and now they've got a tipping option as you pay for it. You're not bringing me the sub. You're not refilling my drink. All you're doing is what you've been doing for me for years, which is making a damn sub. Do I really need to give you a 15% tip on top of paying you, I don't know, 11, 12, 13 bucks for this sub? It seems like it's a little bit ridiculous to me. I've got tipping fatigue. I'm pretty sure that you do. Hey, thanks so much for joining us this morning on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Coming up later on, we'll be hearing from Brian Kilmeade at 8 o'clock. Eric Erickson is joining us live at 11 o'clock. We've got Dana Lash at 2 o'clock. And, of course, Lee Matthews with The Drive is on at 4 o'clock. Again, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Let's do it again, very same bat time, same bat place, tomorrow at 7 a.m. on Freedom 96.9.